Welcome to the Quick Talk Podcast with Joshua Latimer, where we discuss business, life, family, faith, struggle, fire, pain, and ultimately winning.
It's time to take massive action.
Look, I can't work harder on your life or business than you do.
It's ultimately all on you.
You know, God created all the food the birds would ever need, but he doesn't put it in their nest. You've got to go get it.
10 out of 10 people die. So how about doing something today that actually matters while you still can?
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Quick Talk Podcast. My name is Joshua Latimer, and I'm excited to have Brandon Vaughn on the phone with me. Now, he's been on before, and I know that if you're a listener of this show, you know who he is. He's that guy that just kind of, you know, casually took over a business that was 20 years old and did $100,000 a year in revenue. You know, that's respectable. And then in four seasons, took it to over $1 million. No big deal. What's going on, Brandon?
Hey, Josh. What's up, man?
Hey, I'm excited to talk to you because today we're going to talk about referrals. And me and you had been chatting about referral programs and like the one I used in my window and pressure cleaning business in the past and then one that you've just recently rolled out in your service company. And in general, the people I talk to and work with, especially the smaller companies, I think they feel like referrals are luck or they don't have control over it or hopefully I get some. But I don't think they understand how big of an impact you can make directly on how many referrals you get through the stuff that we do. What do you think about that?
You know, I agree. I was actually guilty of that. You know, we track whenever we get referrals. And I think everyone loves getting referrals, word-of-mouth referrals, because you almost close like 100% of them. You know, when you get one of your customers that's used your service and they tell their family or friends, at that point, their family or friends, like, they don't even really need a price. They just, like, come out and do it. So I think we know that they're all really valuable. But up until more recently, I really didn't have a really good system to be able to get those coming in real consistently. And so one of the programs that we actually ended up rolling out was this referral incentive program that has actually been able to drive more referrals than we've ever had. And I know that, you know, as we were talking, you were mentioning that you had a similar program that you rolled out. And I think once you realize that you have more control over referrals than you think, you can start budgeting and planning on those referrals coming in and actually calculating how many you'll get each month, which is pretty powerful.
Yeah, referrals. So when I teach and coach people, I teach them that there's two different ways to make sales. There's proactive sales and reactive sales. Both of them are awesome, by the way. But the proactive ones are the ones that you have like a lot of control over. Like you put out this many flyers and you get this many calls and your close rate is 78% and your average ticket's this. And so that's like a machine. You know that this many flyers equals this much revenue. And with referrals, it kind of is more reactive, but it's almost like a hybrid. It's kind of both. It's not like a reactive sale is like organic search results. I mean, you can't make that go 10x once you're at a certain level. It just kind of is what it is. However many people in your area search for the thing, that's kind of it. You can't like 10x it just because you want to. You know what I'm saying? So with referrals, for me, I viewed it when I was really small as just kind of a nice bonus, like, oh, yay. But then after I systemized it and I built systems and we're intentional about it, we literally over 10x'd our referrals through our 5-touch referral system. Explain how your program works and then I'll go tell everybody about how ours works.
So what we do is, you know, we find the number one ways to get referrals is to ask for them. And I think that's probably what a lot of people feel uncomfortable doing because they don't want to put people on the spot. But you'd be amazed at what just a simple reminder is to ask people for referrals. And but one of the – I'll let you talk about kind of the 5-touch and the scripts and things that you guys use. One of the things that we do is we offer this referral incentive program, which is actually we found out has opened up referral business from not only our customer base but also – competitors. You know, we find that other roof cleaning companies and pressure washing companies and as well as realtors and, you know, landscapers and construction guys are taking advantage of this program on a regular basis. And what it is for every customer that they refer over to us, let's say Mrs. Jones refers Mrs. Smith to us and we go out and we bid Mrs. Smith's house and let's say it's $1,000. When we close that and we invoice it, our CRM software does this all automatically, so we don't have to do a lot of manual processes. But when we enter in Mrs. Jones as a referral for Mrs. Smith, Mrs. Jones automatically gets a credit on her account for 10% of the total bill. So she has $1,000 worth of services that, you know, she just referred a customer, and we have that $100 now. We put that on Mrs. Jones' account. So when Mrs. Jones next year calls up, she could amass this credit and she can actually apply this toward it. And when I've described this, I've heard several people come back and say, man, that could really add up. That's a lot of money. Wow, that's pretty expensive. But the thing is that wouldn't you, if you had a realtor give you 10 jobs, she provided you with 10 different jobs over the course of, let's say, 6 months, would you not be okay going and cleaning her house for free? I mean, would that not be something that you would do anyways?
Well, not only that, it's actually just logical. It's mathematical. So if you're going to do a paid marketing campaign and you're comfortable spending, let's say you're going to spend $50 to acquire a customer, and let's say that your average ticket is $200, okay? Well, you're spending way more than 10% to acquire that customer for your average ticket, right? So referral, your program's cheaper. And to go clean the realtor's windows for free, that's not like you doing something for free. That's a certain amount of dollar cost put back out to have acquired those 10 customers. Does that make any sense? I hope people are getting what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, and that's the way that we've looked at it too. And the amazing thing is, you know, unless you have some kind of a technology platform to be able to leverage this kind of stuff, it can be very difficult to manually track. And a lot of people are overwhelmed with the thought of, you know, some kind of a system to track this. We actually, I'll give a free plug here to Service Monster. We just switched over to Service Monster here several months back, and it's made this process so much easier because you can set these different commission structures and things. And it's really easy to do. We have it all processed and systemized now to where it just happens. And once you have this process, you know, now the customers, or rather my technicians, when they go out to the customers, they explain this little program, and we have a little flyer that we leave that describes the program in depth. And it just works. I mean, it works amazingly well. And we have one roof cleaning company that refers us jobs that they don't want to do, either they're too busy for, or jobs that, you know, they've been asked to do. And we close an alarmingly high number of sales from this roof cleaning company. Weirdly enough, you know, you have a roof clean. Someone calls a roof cleaning company, says, hey, we want you to come do it. And when the roof cleaning company says, oh, we can't help you, but this company can help you, they have the expertise to do it, our closing ratio just skyrockets to get that kind of that soft sell. And so, you know, we're sending out checks every month now to all these different people, aside from just the accounts, you know, adding it to their account as well. Yeah, it's really cool.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, referrals are pre-qualified. They're warm. And they're less price sensitive typically. Like they come to you ready to buy. So we should be very motivated, if we want to grow our business, to be obsessed with figuring this out. My personal opinion on referrals, and you tell me what you think about this, is how you do your program, like the how your referral system works, is like so much less important than the fact that however you do it, I could care less. The fact that you do it every single day, no exceptions, no excuses, non-negotiable. It's a core value. Every one of your team members knows how it works. Everybody does it. Like, it's a requirement to work there. Like, it's about the consistency of the execution, I think, more than the secret magical way of doing it. Do you agree with that?
Yeah. And, you know, and that's it's true of anything you do in your business. You know, anything that you do, your employees will do at like a 70% capacity level of what you're capable of doing. So, if you don't build those systems so that everyone is responsible and accountable to do these things on a regular basis, they just slip through the cracks. And then 3 months later, you're like, oh crap, what happened to all that work that I did to try to set this thing up?
That's where I see people messing up with it. They over strategize the how, but then they don't even execute on it right. And your employees will always do exactly what you do, but a little bit less, just like Brandon said. I love that. And it's very true. Well, let me ask you about some other benefits of the referral program too. But before we do that, how important is it to be freaking awesome at your job to get referrals? Like, what I mean is you have to be already blowing people's minds. You know, that's a big piece of this. If you have a crappy service or a crappy or a mediocre average product and you have the best referral program in the world, that's not going to fly very well, right?
So we've actually addressed this. So our technicians, they have a script. So every single customer, they have a laminated checklist that they have And this checklist, when they go and they talk to a customer, one of the things they say right at the very beginning of the outset is they say, you know, Mrs. Jones, I'm here to earn two things. Number one, a five-star review from you on Yelp or Facebook or Google. We want to deliver the kind of service to where you are motivated to go tell the world about how awesome we were. And that always usually gets a chuckle from the customer. And then they say the second thing that we want is we want to be able to earn your referrals. You know, we want to do such a good job for you that you can't help but want to tell your friends and your family and let us know who else we can also help out. And it's amazing because it kind of pre-warms them up for that thought. And it puts our technicians,
it puts our technicians
on their A game. I mean, after they say that and they tell them they're out to earn it.
They have to be awesome.
Yeah, they have to be awesome.
They have no choice.
And then at the end, at the end of the job, when they go to collect the check, they do a walk around with the customer, make sure they didn't miss anything. And then at the end, they say, so I want to follow up on my two things. Number one, did we earn your five-star review today? And number two, would you refer us to your friends or family? And if they say yes, then we automatically, you know, follow up with them and just kind of do that next action, which is then touching them again on the referral through an email process that we have.
You know what's so funny about your system there? And by the way, it was amazing. I love that. It's not like that complicated. It's like I think we overcomplicate stuff. But this is genius. You're just setting expectation. You're telling the customer what you're about to do and what your goals are. And then you're doing it. And then you're telling them again. That has to be ridiculously effective.
Yeah, it is. It's very effective. It's super effective.
It's insane. So like with iPhone, I love the example of iPhone because when it very first came out, it was like the most fascinating buzzword thing on the planet, right? This phone, you could touch it. It had apps on it. It was like, oh my gosh, this is crazy. And they didn't have to have some super complex 10-touch step referral point system program to get iPhone sales, right? Like It was just fascinating. And so what happens in our brain, and this is just science, baby, is when we discover something that's fascinating or we discover something, a service even, that's just over the top, way beyond what the expectation is, we can't not talk about it because we want to be the cool person that tells the other people about the cool thing. So if you're doing what Brandon says and you're super clear about what you want, and then you deliver at a super high level, and they're like, oh my gosh, these young men are just spectacular. And then you ask them for a referral at the end, they're going to do it. That's just logical. What else is there to say?
Yeah. And the cool thing is we find that it's a morale booster for our technicians too, because they're really, really proud of the job that they do, and they make a direct connection. And we have some other cool incentives that we do for our technicians whenever they get a five-star review from a customer that gets posted on social media. We track all that stuff. We give them a $20 cash bonus for every single referral that we get. So at one point, you know, we have Cleaning Ninja of the Month awards for whoever has the most five-star thing. So you kind of gamify this a little bit to where your employees really want to engage and they care. They now make that mental connection of really caring that their customers get excellent service. And they also make that connection that, wow, when I do a good job, we get more business comes in. And then you reinforce it by talking about, we get these referrals come in. We don't have to pay a bunch of money on marketing and other things. We can just pay our customers for services that they'll use down the road anyways. You know, so it's just kind of cool to have everyone buy into that process.
Yeah, I think it's awesome. Now, for those of the listeners that don't know what our referral program was, I'll just tell you to add more value and throw it out there. But what we did is we focused on directly asking for referrals five or six times exactly the same way every time. And this actually started at the estimate request. So before someone even hired us, we did what I call the soft referral ask, which was they call for an estimate. We go through our process. We talk to them. We're over the top friendly. And then as we're hanging up, it goes something like this. Oh, Mr. Jones, by the way, we're a small family business and we rely on referrals from, you know, great people like you. And actually, if you have any neighbors or people in your subdivision, when we come give you the estimate, if you want to let them know, you guys can both save 10% off if we do a group scheduling, something like that. So that wasn't really a huge producing thing, but we threw it out there. And then we do the estimate, and the sales guy goes through his process, does the walk around, explains everything, professionally recommends what's needed. And at the end, if they're scheduling, it's, oh, Mr. Jones, I almost forgot. We're a small family company, and we rely on referrals from people like you. So if there's anybody you can think of, a weird uncle, a distant cousin, this, you know, twice removed by marriage, have them call us if they have dirty stuff, right? And we'd have fun with it. And then the crew goes to do the job. So this will be the third touch. And they do their system of doing the job. And at the very end, there's a very specific way we ask for referrals. We said, did we meet or exceed your expectations today? And when the customer says yes, the crew leader has to say, oh, great. Can you do me a favor? We're a small local company, and we rely on referrals from all of our customers. Really, that's how we pay the bills. That's how we grow the business. So if you can think of anybody, a neighbor, a weird uncle, you know, we did the whole thing again. Then they get a follow-up call just to make sure that they're satisfied. We do it again. They get a thank you card in the mail that says, P.S., we're a small family company. We rely on referral. Okay, I'm being a broken record. The point is the reason it worked, and we literally had more than 10 times the referrals as soon as I implemented this, was just because we asked, and we did it every single time, no exceptions, no excuses, and we asked multiple times. I think that's the key crux of it is you got to provide a high level of service. Like we said, you got to actually be fascinating like the iPhone, and you have to directly communicate what you want, and you have to be consistent every single day. Am I missing anything or leaving anything out that you can think of, Brandon?
Dude, that is so awesome. I love that so much. I'm actually going to steal a couple. I was like jotting down a little side note here to implement some of that. The script is really, really good. I loved how you do it. You know, little fun things like that you mentioned, you know, with the weird uncle or, you know, cousin twice removed. It's amazing with just little personal connections and little, you know, breaking down those barriers of, hey, this is a weird, awkward transition and an awkward thing to ask. Little small things like that. There's little layer of genius in there in little small tweaks of those scripts. I'm going to implement that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, people like humans. I think we forget to be humans sometimes. Like we forget that our company can be cool. Like, you know, people send out a mass email to customers.
Yes.
And like, dear valued customer, are your loyalty is of utmost importance to our corporation and blah, 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 your continued service. And, but come on. I mean, talk to them like a human. It's like, hey, Bob, it's Josh. Hope you've been well. I know your daughter's graduating college soon. Maybe she can clean your windows when she gets out. But until then, you're due. Give me a call back at the office. That's a human talking to another human. And the weird uncle thing, we talked about that stuff. Because you want to be as – you. The problem with systems and automation is you need to script things out. But you don't want to sound like a robot. And the only way to overcome that is by repetition. And so we did this thing called the hot seat at our weekly meetings where we'd just pick someone. They'd sit in a chair and we'd – I'd say, do your touch one script, do your touch three script, do your overcome the objection of I got to talk to my husband before I schedule, overcome the objection of this, do this, do this, do this, do a referral ask. And we just practiced a lot. And eventually it just comes out like butter. I mean, I haven't even owned the company in over 2 years and I still remember it, you know, because it's in my brain. Yeah. So everybody listening, don't overcomplicate your referral program, but just make sure you have one. And I want to make an announcement here with Brandon today too, because as you guys know, my primary business right now, my passion and obsession is Send Jim and Radius Bomb. You know, I was in the service company. Now I'm in the software business. By the way, it's been the hardest thing I've ever done in my life, mind you. I can't wait to tell some of these stories later. But we're finally at a place after we launched Radius Bomb, Brandon, everything's shifted. It's like the sky opened up. We can barely keep up with the amount of sales we're generating with the new customers coming in. It's out of control. And it's really segues into the new partners program that we're going to release for Radius Bomb and Send Jim. It's basically a referral program. And, you know, I asked Brandon to help me with this. You know, me and Brandon are friends. I respect what he's done. He's very, very detail oriented and the systems guy. And that's who I needed. And he's also a customer of Radius Bomb. And we put together something pretty stinking awesome. I'll let you explain it, Brandon, but announce to the world what we've done.
So, yeah, it was kind of a cool conversation when Josh reached out to me. We talked about it. Actually, it started when I saw Josh's Radius Bomb video, and I saw your crazy, super excited, you know, walkthrough of Radius Bomb, and how cool would it be if you just drew the circle on here? And like, my mind blew, and I think I direct messaged you within about 5 minutes of watching this, being like, "Oh my gosh, dude, this thing's huge! I need to help. I need to be a part of it somehow. I don't know how, but just, you know, keep in touch if there's ever anything that I can do to help you with this, because this thing's amazing." And so when you reached out to me, and started discussing this partners program, and you know what we wanted to do, it was basically create a referral incentive program for people just like me. And for people that are, you know, some of which I imagine listen to your podcast, also are customers of Radius Bomb. And basically what it is it's a way to kind of implement the exact same thing that we do in our service businesses, which is Radius Bomb is incredible. And just sharing a link to sign up or at least just watch the webinar even of that can actually generate the Radius Bomb customer or potential partner extra income on the side or free credits for SendGem and Radius Bomb. So how cool would it be if by putting out a couple links out either through email or a Facebook video or a YouTube video or on some forums, telling others about Radius Bomb, letting them know that you're a customer of it, how cool would it be if you could get 10,000 postcards sent out a year to all of your customers because you earned a whole bunch of free credits or, you know, made a few thousand extra bucks? And so that was kind of the vision for this partners program. And I'm really excited because we just actually finished it up. And I know that you and your team have been working super, super hard. I've had kind of the easy job of just making sure that some of the details are polished up with regards to, the back end side of things and the training videos and kind of giving people perspective from a service business owner standpoint. And so I've had kind of the easiest job in the world. I know you guys have been doing most of the hard work, but the partners program's live and it's ready to go. And I believe it's launching this week, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And we're going to accept applications. So check this out. Look, I know that you guys have service companies and you're not like, oh, yay, I can share a link. Oh, my God. Don't care. Right. This is way beyond that. It's different than that. OK, I know you're not internet marketers. You clean roofs or you clean carpets or whatever. Pest control. I have lots of industries that listen to this. The point is this, is that imagine if this next year's marketing was all paid for you for free. And imagine if it was paid for you for free because you made one YouTube video a month that just said, hey, look at this really cool thing. It's pretty awesome. It's called Radius Bomb, and you can use it to do this and this. And you just have a link. And this link is your special secret, warm, fuzzy, juicy link that you get to hug and pet and caress, right? But this link will pay for you like thousands and thousands of dollars. Listen, guys, I'm just a window cleaner that figured out systems. And then I started a software company, and I figured out basically Facebook. And so I personally have generated about $500,000 in Radius Bomb sales the last few months. How? Because I'm a super rocket science genius? No, because I showed people it. I was like, hey guys, look at this. This is awesome. And I made some videos. I did some stuff. What an easy way for you, if you're a SendGem Radius Bomb customer, an easy way for you to just casually introduce it to new people that haven't seen it. We do all the work. It sells itself. The conversion numbers on our webinar are very, very abnormally high because the tool is so unique and it's so low risk that people just can't not buy it. And so they go, they watch the webinar, they're like, oh my gosh, they sign up and you get paid. It's very, very simple. Now, with that being said, it is going live this week, but like with anything, we want to take it slightly slow, make sure we do things right, make sure that all the technology and the serving of you and everything is nice and neat and clean. That's why I asked Brandon to help. He's in charge of the partners program. He has all the control of it. He's going to manage it, and we're only going to have 50 people in it to start out with. That's it. Just 50. 50 people can just tell the world, hey, here's a cool thing. Look at my iPhone. Look at Radius Bomb. It's awesome. And make a ton of money. And this is for real. This is serious. You could make your next month's house payment by sharing a couple links with this. You could go on that vacation you finally wanted to go on just by telling people about Radius Bomb. You don't have to be cheesy, salesy, internet marketing guy. You just tell them. Wouldn't it be cool if you could circle a house on a map and send direct mail to them in like 2 seconds in your underwear? That's pretty stinking cool. Nobody knows about this. It's still a tiny little speck. There's hundreds of thousands of small businesses and realtors and insurance agents and all kinds of people in all these industries that could use this. I just know that this is going to be a big deal. Brandon, I know that we're both very excited about it, right?
Yeah, man. I think the thing that's amazing is when you think about how many industries Radius Bomb can serve. One of the things that we kind of discussed is, you know, look, you could either spend hundreds of thousands of dollars in marketing and getting this out via Facebook, or we could do what you and I believe so hardcore in our own service businesses, which is have your customers be the rabid sales force. You know, have your customers who are your biggest advocates, your biggest fans. They get it. They understand it. They use it. pay them to spread the word, which they would do anyways, and they would do naturally. But then you can kind of build that system in. And I think that kind of fits in with the theme of this whole thing is, you know, exactly what we do in our service businesses. That's been one of our most productive lead sources of anything else. We get to implement, with this new software platform. So it's really cool. I'm super stoked about it because my job is to make sure that any partner that comes on board is wildly successful with it. And we're going to have lots of cool things. I want to gamify it too, just like I do in my own business, you know, with contests and spiffs and all kinds of cool things. So I'm excited, man. It's going to be good.
Yeah. And it's simple. And with like normal affiliate programs, all of you listening have some sort of software that you use that you think is really cool. Like you use it every day. It's amazing, right? And yeah, I'm sure you'd consider, you know, referring it. But usually because you're a small business and you're busy, you don't really want to deal with it. It's like, you're not going to make 100 videos promoting your cool tool because you just don't have time. This is a little different though, and we did this on purpose. What we have is this concept called lifetime links. So the way that a normal affiliate program works or a partner program is if you share your link, someone clicks it and they buy like right then or within 30 days, then you can get some sort of credit. But you really don't know if the pixel even fires for the cookie. It's all cookie based and it doesn't work half the time and it expires after 30 days. What we've done though is your link is going to take everybody to radiusbomb.com, which is so cool. And they're just going to sign up to watch this video walkthrough webinar thing, right? So the whole website's like, oh my God, this is the greatest thing ever. Watch the full demonstration. It's so cool. You got to watch this presentation. Just put your email in real quick and you can watch it. Okay. As soon as they put their email in, they're tagged to you forever, which means if they call us like a year later and they literally call our offices and one of my sales people sign them up, you get paid money, right? Like that's insane. That doesn't exist. And so what's cool is if you make like one video and you're out in the field using it and you put it on YouTube, that'll be out there for like 5 years, right? And you could get like 5 clicks a month from one little stupid video that you made. This is a big change in the way that affiliate programs work. And it makes it easier for you because I know that you're not a professional marketer. We don't expect you to be. This is going to be simple, require not huge amounts of time, and you can make tremendous amounts of free credits in cash. Lots of it. It's a very generous program, right?
Yeah, it's going to be cool.
Okay, awesome. Well, listen, here's the call to action. Here's what I want you to do. You have to be a Send Gym Radius Bomb customer to participate in this, and we are going to accept some applications. It's not a big deal. It only takes like 2 minutes to fill out, but we want people that are serious, that are excited about this like we are. So these first 50 are like the incubator people. They're going to help us change the world with this. They're going to help us go from an embryo to a full-grown baby with Radius Bomb. And so go to sendgym.io/partners. There's a link in the show notes of the podcast. But again, just go to sendgym.io/partners and fill out the little questionnaire and we'll get you some more information. When the 50 spots are filled up, that's going to be it. And you will have missed your window. So don't do that. You want me to make your mortgage payment next month? Do you? Well, then go check it out. Fill out the little application. We'll send you some more information and more details. Brandon, do you have any closing thoughts?
If you're not currently a Send Gym or Radius Bomb customer and you have a service-based business, you really, really have to take a serious look at it. And I'm not saying that as part of the Partners Program. I'm talking about just in general. You got to check it out. So right below that link that invites you to the Partner Program, if you are not a current customer, there will be a link right below there that will take you to actually watch the webinar and just kind of check out what Radius Bomb is. If for whatever reason you've been living under a rock and you haven't heard about it yet, then you know, you'll be able to check it out on that link as well.
Good catch, Brandon. I love that. Yeah, we'll make sure we get a link for that going to radiusbomb.com. I appreciate your time. Guys, listen, let's recap. Get more referrals. You have more control over it than you think. It's not so important how you do your referral program as much as that you hit it really hard with massive action, that you're very consistent, and you're going to make more money. They're pre-qualified leads. They have a higher average ticket, and they're ready to buy when they call you. Referrals are the greatest thing ever. I know that you agree, Brandon.
Absolutely. You guys kill it.
All right. Take care. I'll talk to you all soon.
Hey, thanks for hanging out, friends. And from all of us here at the Quick Talk Podcast team, we hope you loved today's show. We hope that you were inspired to become a doer and not just a listener. Apply what you've heard today in your own business and watch things change for the better.